We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The field for the biggest derby of the season at Los Alamitos is set for Sunday, November 10th, the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Super Derby. The field is led by top qualifier BP Cartel Policy as he looks for his third graded derby of the year. Plus champion filly Dark Enemy, she's going after her fourth Grade 1 win. Plus the undefeated Stanley Cartel, the outstanding Boardwalk, and the Grade 1 winner Let's Leave. It's a field of super sophomores. The Los Alamitos Super Derby, Sunday, November 10th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday morning, the Saturday after the Breeders' Cup. But we still have some great racing opportunities out there today. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Studios on YouTube's streaming at South Point Network, right here at South Point. And we are on Las Vegas Boulevard, the South Point Hotel Casino Complex, and the studio right sitting here, right behind the Race and Sportsbook on the main floor of the casino area here. So you can stop by when you're here early in the morning sometime, maybe when you're here on the weekends, and say hi. We are here, and of course, also our anchor radio station in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, that has the play-by-play of USC football and the Rams NFL action as well. Sports Talk 104, and of course, 1400 AM on the dial for AM, and 107.1 on the FM dial. Those are our radio station anchors here. And of course, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android with the apps, the KSHB app that you can listen to us through the radio station, and of course, the YouTube app that you can see and hear us on the YouTube network, the streaming there at South Point Studios. And don't forget, when you come on YouTube and you start watching and listening to us on YouTube, make sure that when you get to the site, you hit subscribe. If you haven't already, it's free of charge. You just hit subscribe, and then you can start chatting in the chat room as well. And our chatters are chatting away again today on the on that site. And then, of course, we have all of our podcasting out there as well. So however, wherever, whenever. Welcome to the Race Day Show for this Saturday morning. It is a beautiful day here in Las Vegas, but cold. Not real cold, but crisp outside. It's 45 degrees right now out here in Las Vegas. We're going to get up to 67. Reminding you always that it's fast, firm, and perfect always in the race and sports books here. And as far as the weather around the country, we see as far as racing are concerned on the racetracks, might have a little bit going on in Kentucky. We've got a huge swath of rain and storms, et cetera, that move from the Midwest out to the Plain States, and it goes from almost the Gulf right up until almost the top of Minnesota. So it's right down the middle of the country. And we're still getting some snow in Colorado. But as far as Southern California, Florida and New York, the three big major racing centers, it's clear and fine there. As far as the temperatures are concerned, Miami's got 83. New York City is 60 now. They're starting to get a little bit cooler there in New York after having a warm week throughout the week this week. 60 degrees will get to be the high in New York. Chicago, 59. You got Phoenix, Arizona, a nice 77. Southern California's going to be 77 as well. That, of course, is where Del Mar is at. And here in Las Vegas, as we say again, we're going to get up to 67 degrees today. So that's typically the weather around the country. It's pretty darn good for this time of the year. After all, we are here on the ninth day of November already. Do want to remind you that Monday is Veterans Day. And, of course, we want to pay our respects to all of the veterans out there throughout the decades that have served our country well. And certainly they are heroes in our mind. But it is a holiday. A Monday is a Veterans Day, a holiday. But yet, neither Aqueduct or Del Mar have picked up the holiday Monday to enjoy some racing for the veterans. So that is unusual, but no racing on Monday at Aqueduct or Del Mar. They normally don't run on Mondays, but usually when you have a holiday on Monday, they'll pick up a racing car, but they're not doing it this year. That's kind of unusual. As far as some of the horses that, you know, are now post the Breeders' Cup, well, we already told you Sierra Leone is going to race next year. He'll race as a four-year-old. And Carl Speckler is also coming back as a four-year-old next year. So you got Sierra Leone and Carl Speckler, whose ownership intentions are to keep them on the track next year. And that's always good news. And, of course, the horse that finished second in the Breeders' Cup Classic, Post Time, he's heading for the Cigar Mile. They're aiming him for the Cigar Mile on the 7th day of December. So the 7th day of next month, Post Time will be running the Cigar Mile, one of the final, I think, grade ones of the year at Aqueduct, and that'll happen on the 7th of December. As far as the other horses that have competed in the Breeders' Cup, you got the Frisette winner, Scottish Lassie. He's going to target Gulfstream's three-year-old filly series next year. Despite lifting a suspension, Mr. Trainer Phil Serpy is going to continue his lawsuit against HISA and the Federal Trade Commission. Now, you know that HISA has lifted all of the existing suspensions right now for all of the trainers around the country. So that means Mike Pipey, by the way, who was under one of those suspensions, does have horses running under his name today. And you remember we were talking about Phil D'Amato, who has had a HISA suspension hanging over his head. That has been, of course, lifted as well until they figure out what they want to do with the new regulations, etc. So those trainers will be back. But Phil Serpe, even though he's coming back, is still continuing with his lawsuit against Tyson and the Federal Trade Commission. East Avenue is going to get a break after the juvenile at the Breeders' Cup Juvenile with that horrendous start that he had in that race. He's going to get a break. He's going to move down to Fairgrounds, waiting, I guess, for the three-year-old year and, of course, the run to the Kentucky Derby. And so it goes. And Soul of an Angel is possible for the Rampart. And Skippy Long Stockings is getting a breather. He's going to take a break as well. So some of the horses that performed over the Breeders' Cup weekend and the expected next starts for them. Anyhow, we've got Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Rich Eng will have a college football pick for us today along with the horses. John Lendo will be reporting from Southern California and Jerry J as well. Looking at what happened yesterday at Aqueduct yesterday, Dylan Davis got his first of multiple winners in the second race aboard a Chad Brown trainee, paying $8.50. That was Index Fund, who won the second at Aqueduct. Bill Mott and Junior Alvarado got together for a winner in the fourth race, Beauty Reigns, that paid $6.90. And then in the sixth race, Better Lucky Than Good gave Dylan Davis his second win of the day for Christophe Clement at $8.40. Clement had another winner on the day. Linda Rice and Jose Lascano, they got together yesterday, paying $6.80 with a Chalky Cat win in the seventh. And in the two stakes races yesterday, the Pebble Stakes for three-year-old fillies on the inner turf course, No Mo Candy wins. John Velasquez aboard for Safi Joseph Jr., and the winner paid $38.40, outrunning oversubscribed and Way to Be Marie. And in the Autumn Days Stakes, the final race on the card yesterday at Aqueduct at 6 furlongs on the outer turf, Love Appeals wins, giving Dylan Davis his third win of the day and his second win for trainer Christophe Clement on the day. Clement gets his second winner in the Autumn Days with Love Appeals, paying $16.20, outrunning Golden Host and Risk Threshold. Nobody had the pick six yesterday at Aqueduct. Now, the winning prices, I don't know, it doesn't look too tough. $6.90, $17.40, $8.40, $6.80, $38.40, that big one with Safi Joseph and John Velasquez and the Pebble, and then $16.20. Nobody put them together, though. The five out of six paid $2,185, and you got a carryover in the pick six today at Aqueduct. Churchill Downs yesterday, Luis Saez won the early double. First race winner paid $4.96. The second race winner paid $3.90. So he came home with two favorites to win the early double there at Churchill Downs. Rafael Bejarano and Ron Marquette teamed up together yesterday in the fourth race with Rock Solo. And the highest priced winner of the day, they returned $76.70 for that team in the fourth race, a maiden race for maiden claiming race for two-year-olds. That was the fourth on the card yesterday at Churchill Downs. Brendan Walsh had one of two winners. His first winner came in the sixth race in a two-year-old maiden race for fillies. And Paris Lilly with Jose Ortiz aboard paying $4.30. And then Ortiz and Walsh came back together again. They had two wins each together, with the eighth race winner, Demolition Duke, paying $6.58. And if the $76.70 winner in the fourth race was the highest-priced winner of the day, but there was another big winner of the day, and that was in the last race, where Kosher Capone wins and pays $46.50 at Churchill Downs yesterday. By the way, the early pick five there that ended up with an even money horse, a $4.38 winner, but with that $76 winner in the sequence, that paid $13,833.50, early pick five yesterday at Churchill. Finally, at Del Mar yesterday, highest-priced winner came in the first race at Del Mar, $15.60. That was the highest-priced winner at Del Mar today, yesterday, I should say, Lawless World, with the Edgar Payares winning, paying $15.60, highest-priced winner. Steve Maiotti, trainer Steve Maiotti, had a couple of winners. He won the second race with Bessie Coleman with Antonio Frey Sue at $6.20, came back in the fourth race with Song of Shadows and Tiago Pereira paying $6.40. That was a Jerry J pick on the show. So Jerry got the credit for the winner there. And his link-ups finished out the exacta and the trifecta. The $1 exacta paid $9.90. The 50-cent trifecta paid $15.50 in that race. And then in the sixth race, Rashmi wins rather easily on the grass there. That was John Lendo's pick for us on the show. That horse bet down from 5 to 2 to $4.40. Trained by Jonathan Thomas and owned by the Augustan Stable. I guess the Augustan Stable has got some horses out in Southern California now. And then in the Mark Glatt got back in the winner's circle in the seventh race with an 11-20 horse, and the last race winner paid $460. Pick six yesterday at Del Mar paid $945.70. A lot of favorites there yesterday. And that's about it. We'll remind you that we got Jonathan Hardoon standing by, along with Rich Eng, Jerry J, and, of course, John Lendo, and your racing menu. So we'll take our first break on this Saturday, reminding you to join us at YouTube. Go to YouTube, hit South Point Studios in the search bar, get to our page, click on Race Day, and then subscribe. And you're off and chatting with us today on this Saturday from Las Vegas. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
On Race Day Las Vegas, and we talk about our chat room. Well, our handicappers are now getting involved to interact with the chatters there in the chat room. Jonathan Hardoon has been chatting with a few people here. I got to ask him about that. That's a lot of fun. Jonathan, you're on the chat room with the chatters. That's good. All right, let's get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, and it's simply put because we're in the Pacific time zone. These will be the first post times that roll out in the race book right behind us on the main floor here at the South Point. So if you're in the Pacific time zone, got no problem. These will be your first post times. But if you're listening on the multitude of time zones we have around the world, come on. You got to adjust to the Pacific time zone for each track. So you don't miss anything where you're at, just in case you want to make an early bet or something, okay? I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Aqueduct Racetrack. Aqueduct, no more Belmont, just regular Aqueduct now. Aqueduct, and the first post time at Aqueduct today is set at 9:40. Well, yeah, the new turning back the clock. So we're going to have early post times. 9:40 is the first post at Aqueduct. Got 10 races there today, three nice stakes races. We'll go over that in just a minute with Jonathan Hardoon. The Grade 3 Hill Prince at a mile and one-eighth on the outer turf course for three-year-olds is the fifth race on the card, seven before any scratches. And Deterministic is the 2-1 favorite with Joel Rosario aboard. Then you move to the eighth race. That's the Aqueduct Turf Sprint Championship. The Aqueduct Turf Sprint Championship at six furlongs on the outer turf with three-year-olds and up. You got a couple of scratches there. Scratch the eight horse, Grooms All Sizeness, and Business, I should say. Grooms All Business and the 12 Sheriff Bianco. The 8 and 12 are out of that race, so that leaves a field of 10 going in the Sprint Championship. And the morning line favorite there, Leak Warm at 5 to 2 is Senbi. with Manny Franco aboard. And then the $300,000 Grade 2 Red Smith will be the ninth, mile and three-eighths on the inner turf course for three-year-olds and up, a field of nine there. The 2-1 favorite there is Integration with Flavian Pratt aboard. 10 races today at the Big A, and the first post time, 8:40. That's even earlier. 8:40, first post at Aqueduct. My goodness. All right. Gulfstream Park, their first post time is 9:20 for their 11 race card. They got a pick six jackpot carryover, $61,736. Again, first post time at Gulfstream is 9:20. No more daylight savings time, so we're on standard time now, earlier post times. Keep that in mind. Laurel Park, first post time there is 9:25 at Laurel Park today, 10 races. Three stakes races, $100,000 stakes races. The fifth race is the James F. Lewis II stakes at 6 furlongs for two-year-olds, just a field of six. It's Hammer Time is the 8-5 favorite there. And then the seventh race is the Smart Halo for two-year-old fillies going 6 furlongs, a field of seven in that one. 7-5 favorite is Days. 9-5 second choice there is Caprice. Can you say lock him up exactly? All right. And in the ninth race is the 38 Go-Go Stakes at a mile and 16th for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, a field of eight there before scratches. 9-5 favorite is Battle Cry. First post time at Laurel Park. Laurel Park today with a pick six jackpot carryover of $3,162 is set at 9:25 at Laurel Park. All right, next up comes Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs, Louisville, Kentucky. Pick six jackpot carryover there, $6,920. And they got 11 races, a couple of really nice stakes races today at Churchill Downs. The first one will be the Dream Supreme. That'll be the eighth race on the card at 6 furlongs for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. A field of nine before any scratches. The 2-1, a 9-5 favorite there is Spirit Wind with Mike Smith. Mike Smith is going out to ride for Safi Joseph in the Dream Supreme aboard Spirit Wind. I do believe he rode that horse at Charlestown for Safi Joseph not too long ago. So Smith sticks with the horse. He's their 9-5 favorite in that race. 2-1 second choice is Mystic Pleasure. And then you go to the $300,000 Grade 3 River City. That's the 10th race on the card at a mile and 1/8 on the turf with three-year-olds and up, a field of 10 before any scratches. And the 5-2 favorite in this race is Cash Equity with Mike Smith aboard. So Mike Smith going there to Churchill Downs scales both favorites in both stakes races. Again, first post time at Churchill today is at 10 a.m. Hopefully they can stay on the grass there today. Woodbine is next. Their first post time is 10:10. Woodbine has a couple of carryovers. Pick six jackpot carryover, $13,804. Super high five jackpot carryover, $230,755. Wow. Three stakes races today at Woodbine. The Maple Leaf is the seventh on the card at a mile and a quarter for fillies and mares, three rolls and up, a field of 13 before any scratches. And that one, your 3-1 favorite is Fashionably Fab. That's the 3-1 lukewarm favorite in that one. The eighth race is the Bessarabian, 7 furlongs, fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. Eighth race on the card, a field of 14 before any scratches. And again, a lukewarm favorite in this one, 3-1 on the morning line, and that is Gal in a Rush. Romeo Marat goes up there to ride that one, Gal in a Rush in the Bessarabian. And then the $175,000 Grade 2 Autumn Stakes at a mile and 1/8 for three-year-olds and up has a full field of 12, that before any scratches. And the morning line favorite there is also at 3-1. That is Forever Super with Rafael Hernandez aboard. So pretty wide open races, all three stakes races today at Woodbine. 10 races and a first post time there at 10:10. 10:10 at Woodbine. Del Mar, where that turf meets the surf. First post time, 12:30 today at Del Mar. The feature race there is the Cary Grant Stakes. Cary Grant Stakes goes as the eighth, 7 furlongs for three-year-olds and up. A compact field of five, but a very competitive compact field of five. The 7-5 favorite there is Big City Lights with Kazuchi Kimura, and the 8-5 second choice is Mano Rose with Edwin Maldonado. That's the eighth race on the card, 9 races overall at Del Mar, and a first post time there of 12:30. Pleasanton Racetrack has 8 races. The feature race is the $75,000 Oakland Stakes. That'll be the 7th on the card at 6 furlongs. You got a big 3-5 favorite in there as Clovis Connection with William Anton Georgie aboard. 8 races today at Pleasanton with a super high five carrier. We've got a regular super high five carrier there at Pleasanton, $14,311. First post time is at 12:45. Delta Downs, who had all those big stakes races last night. Delta Downs has 9 races today. First post time, 2:50. Charlestown has a pick six jackpot carryover of $12,000 even. 8 races today at Charlestown. First post time, 4 p.m. Remington Park has 9 races. Their first post time is also at 4:30 at Remington. I should say not also, but at 4:30. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Al has 9 races, 2 thoroughbreds, 3 mixed breed, 4 quarter horses. And tonight is that the Town Policy is the stakes race today, the 8th race on the card, the Town Policy tonight at Los Alamitos for quarter horses. First post time is at 6 p.m. at Los Al. That's the Saturday menu of racetracks for you. Now we go out to Jonathan chatting away Hardoon.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
You like chatting with the chatters?
Why not? These are our players. These are the backbone of the game. You know, no big deal to spend some time with them. And they're smart people. They know what they're talking about. And
I know they are.
I think it's good.
Yeah, we got very intelligent players out there. People who have a passion for the game, that's for sure. And they put us on the mark, boy. Sometimes they'll let us know. They'll put us on the mark, you know.
They pull no punches. I like it.
Yes, so do I. It's good. It's definitely good. All right, as they continue chatting away, and we'll get you back to the chat after you do your segment here on the show. But we have 3 nice stakes races at Aqueduct and a nice stakes race, a couple of nice ones at Churchill Downs for today. Aqueduct, we'll go in the way they'll roll out today. The first of the 3 stakes races at the Hill Prince at 1 1/8 on the outer turf course, where 7 are entered, and I do believe there's no late scratches in that race. And pretty competitive, I think. You know, Deterministic is the 2-1 favorite, but I'm not buying into that.
Well, he's the horse to beat. There's no question about it. He was highly regarded last year as a 2-year-old for Cox. But there's an interesting price play in there, Ralph. I like the number 5 horse, Desvio, I guess. At 12-1, no question about it. That's the right horse to be playing. But again, Deterministic, the horse to beat. But I'm interested in the 5 if I get anywhere near that price.
Well, and we could do an exacta box just to take the guessing out of it and hopefully cash with that with the Deterministic and Desvio. After all, Desvio is 12-1. That's a fat, nice price in a 7-horse field in the Hill Prince. All right, then we go to the Aqueduct Turf Sprint Championship. At 6 furlongs on the outer turf course, you can scratch the 8 and 12. That'll leave 10 going to the post. This seems to be a wide open affair. I mean, the morning line maker had a hard time landing on the favorite, but that is Senbei at 5-2 with Manny Franco. If I'm not mistaken, I think you had given us this horse once upon a time.
Yeah, the last time he won.
Yeah.
That may have been the last winner I gave out on the show. No, only kidding, but... The last time he won, we did have him. Listen, Ralph, he's the horse to beat. 2-for-2 at Aqueduct, 2-for-2 at the distance. But he's going to be a short price. You know, you could put price horses underneath, like the 1, Son of a Birch, the 3, 26 Black, and the 6, Alagon, who gets a major ride to switch today to Ortiz. But I think Sembi's the horse to beat, 9-1, 3-6.
Okay, and then we go to the Red Smith at 1 3/8 on the inner turf course for 3-year-olds and up. And again, the morning line favorite is 5-2, and that is, of course, Masterpiece with Jose Lascano aboard.
Yeah, well, when you can get Chad Brown and Irod Ortiz at 8-1, well, that's what they are in the morning line. I think number 6, Andamo is the horse to be playing at the price. And believe me when I tell you, Ralph, you can make a case for about 7 horses in this race. I don't know if he'll really be 8-1 because of the connections, but if he is, that's the right way to go.
All right. Seems like we have an opportunity, even if the favorites fire in these races, to make some money with exactas, et cetera, with some nice prices underneath. And don't forget to box it or reverse it, because you know what happens if you get the long shot beating you. You want to collect, that's for sure. All right. We go to Churchill Downs. Got a couple of nice stakes races at Churchill Downs today. And the first of the 2 will be the Dream Supreme at 6 furlongs for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. a field of nine before any scratches. I haven't got any scratches yet. 9-5 favorite there, Spirit Wind with Mike Smith. He's going out to ride for Saffy Joseph Jr., as he did before when he went out to Charlestown to ride for Saffy Joseph.
I bet he came to Saratoga one summer afternoon to spend the afternoon there just to ride this horse. If you remember, it was a Thursday afternoon, and he shipped in to ride her. So, you know, he obviously rides this horse, and he doesn't ride many for Saffy Joseph, but when he shows up to ride them, usually they're alive. I like the other short-priced horse in that race, Mystic Pleasure. She ran huge last time out at Keeneland. I think she's the horse to beat. Listen, again, Spirit of Wind has a chance. Accomplished Girl has a shot at a price. That was the race. I don't think you're making much money there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't either. Taking a look at that race, it looks like the 3 and the 5 are going to probably buy for the win.
Favoritism,
yeah. And the win in the Dream Supreme. All right, then we go to the River City. Mile and 1/8 on the turf, 3-year-olds and up. Hopefully we can stay on the turf there today. The weather, there is a weather front moving, and we'll wait and see about that. But in any case, you got 10 in the race, and the favorite at 5-2 is Cash Equity, and there's Mike Smith again.
Yeah, and it's Saffy Joseph and Mike Smith. He's definitely the horse to beat. The only problem with him is he is breaking from the 10 post, you know, on that turf course. Not an easy post to win from, but he's clearly the horse to beat, and he will be the favorite.
Yeah, well, Mike Smith, a Hall of Famer, I'm sure will do the best he can negotiating that first turn of the two. All right, so those are the stakes races that are highlighted today at Aqueduct, and we'll get your picks now. We'll go back to Aqueduct and get a selection from you.
I like a price play in the 6th race today, Ralph. It's a 1/16 on the turf, and I like the number 6 horse in here, Out of Waterbury, a 3-year-old gelding from the David Donk Barn. This is an improving horse. He's getting better with each start. He ran very well last time out in defeat. Katie Davis aboard to ride, so we will get somewhat of a price. 12-1 on the morning line. I like number 6, Out of Waterbury, to upset and win today's 6th race out at Aqueduct.
All right, the big A, easy to remember, number 6 in the 6th race. The 6 in the 6th race at a nice, healthy price there. Katie Davis, I don't mind betting her at all. She knows how to horse back, and so in the 6th race, the 6 at Aqueduct. How about Churchill Downs?
Race number 9, 7 furlongs on the main track. This marks the return of Track Phantom to the races. If you remember, we last seen him in the Kentucky Derby. So obviously something went wrong because that's an awful lot of time off. I like the number 2 horse in here, Rocket Ken, a 4-year-old colt from the Bill Mott Barn. Rider switch today to Tyler Gaffleone. This horse is cutting back in distance. I think the race sets up well for him. I like number 2, Rocket Ken, to win today's 9th race out of Churchill Downs.
Now, you say a rider change. Was the rider Junior Alvarado before?
It was, but Alvarado's in New York today.
He's in New York,
so, yeah. So Gaffleone is riding in Kentucky.
It's not so much a replacement as you can't be in two places at one time. So in that in the 9th race at Churchill, by the way, Track Phantom is the 8th horse in that race, morning lined at 4-1. I think he'll probably need a race. You know,
for sure. But I agree with you. I think they're giving him a race, and they probably have bigger fish to fry down the road.
Well, they hope so. That's for sure. In the 9th race at Churchill, again, your name, your horse, number 2, Rocket Can. We hope he can and will and run like a rocket in the 9th race, the 2 at Churchill. Now we'll go to Del Mar. And a quick thought about the Del Mar Stakes race, the Cary Grant. Although there's 5 in the race, looks like any one of the 5 can win the race, Jonathan.
Yeah, but the 2 really appears, I think, has them over a barrel. Big City Lights, he's going to be the favorite, deservedly so. He likes Del Mar, you know, and Mandela and Kazuchi Kimura, but they will be short. It's only a 5-horse field,
yeah,
Ralph.
Yeah. Well, let's get a pick from you with a little more meat on the bones.
7th race today, full field of 9, 1/16 on the turf. I like the number 7 horse in here, Shocking Gray, a 5-year-old mare from the Jeff Mullins barn. Hector Berrios climbs aboard today. Enough early speed to set things up for her. She's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. Number 7, Shocking Gray, wins today 7th out at Del Mar.
On the turf, Hector Berrios is something else, and you got him on the turf there. 7th race, number 7, Shocking Gray, the 7 and the 7th. That's easy to remember. Maybe we can do a rolling double to Big City Lights in the next race and try to turn chicken feathers into chicken soup.
There you are, using that mind of yours, Ralph.
All right. Well, you know, We'll leave it at that. I'm not going to go any further with that comment. In any case, get back to chatting. We want to remind everybody that you have full sheets both at Churchill Downs, Aqueduct, and Del Mar right now at your website.
Thanks, guys. JONHARDOON.com. Stay safe. Be well. Talk to you tomorrow, Ralphie. Thank you.
You got it, my man. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Rich Eng is standing by. Don't go away.
Tunnel Towers helped so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show. The only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
And we move right along. Now it's time to get out and give a chat with Rich Eng. Good morning, Richie.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, you got a college football pick for us?
Yeah, I do have one, Ralph. It's game 183-184. It's the Michigan Wolverines at Indiana. You would think in past years the roles are reversed because Michigan has a record of 5-4. Indiana's 9-0, and they are very live to make the 12-team playoff. Indiana's favored by 14.5. I still game at 14. If the half point bothers you, you can buy it for 10 or 15. But this looks like a mismatch to me. Indiana's playing great, and they still have Ohio State later on in the schedule for them later on. If they win that, they're definitely in the final 12.
Okay, so you're breaking up a little bit, so we're going to keep you short here, but you like Indiana laying the 14.5 points, correct?
That's correct. Indiana's on a tremendous roll.
I understand, but we got to keep you short because you're kind of clicking in and out. Let's get your pick at Del Mar.
It's still on the turf. I'm going to go for Hector Berrios again. He's on the number 2, Big George. Should be a ground-saving trip and a rally late. The number 2, Big George in the 9th.
All right. Again, you broke up a little bit, but I got it. So in the 9th and final race today at Del Mar, you like the 2, Big George, with Berrios on the turf. 9th race, the 2, Big George is your pick for Del Mar. And again, I want to remind everybody, Richie's got a full sheet of handicapping for Del Mar, right at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Sorry about the connection there, Richie. We'll try to make it clean tomorrow morning, but we'll be watching football and horse racing today. Thanks a lot, Rich.
That's okay. Winners are winners. Thanks, and good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it. Let's go to John Lendo, standing by in Southern California right now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I see behind you that you're at Del Mar already in the press box, I'm assuming, and it looks like it might be a little bit fuzzy out there.
No, we got a little glare, but it is absolutely glorious outside.
Oh, okay,
Ralph.
Good.
Just beautiful. But the morning sun, and you know, there's nothing like it in the fall. Meet, if you haven't been here in the fall, you should really try it. It's so bright and beautiful out here. good place to be.
And it's got a good kickback atmosphere there at Del Mar during this time of the year, too. It's just you get out there and you can really relax and enjoy yourself. I guess Mike Pipey will be back on the program today.
Yeah, you know, he's lifted their provisional suspensions earlier this week. So Mike Pipey was one of those that was involved with those suspensions. So he has two horses in today. He is back on the program as a listed trainer. He's been allowed to be at the barn and do some work there. He just has not been able to start any horses under his name. So I wouldn't expect any immediate changes. I think everything's been going kind of as normal at the Pipey stable.
Phil D'Amato will also be on the program, too, because everybody's got their suspensions at the moment, the pending suspensions lifted until they figure out what they want to do. The Linda Report today covers all the races at Del Mar, as it normally does, with a suggested late pick four and all the goody information at the bottom. But you also have a bonus coverage on the Linda Report today of Churchill Downs and their late pick five, right?
Yeah, the back half of the Churchill card was strong, so I thought, okay, well, we'll do that as well. So I do have the last five races at Churchill. You know, you can put together a pick five sequence or play them individually, whatever you want to do. But I did take a look at the last five today at Churchill.
And it's on your Linda Report that's free of charge here, only in one place in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that's at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary to you, because they love horse players here. And, of course, the Linda Report. Well, John, we'll take a pick then at Churchill.
All right, let's go to Churchill Downs. First of all, excuse me, race number seven. Number one, Parchment Party came off the layoff and ran better than it looks on paper. Finished up with some interest down on the rail at Keeneland. Moves back to Churchill Downs. This is his home track where he's based. He's undefeated at Churchill Downs. He's improving on numbers with every start. I think he'll move forward again today. He likes the 9 furlong distance. So everything is in the right place here. If you get 9-2 in the program, you take it. Number one, Parchment Party. Race number seven at Churchill Downs.
And that is the start of the late pick five, your suggested late pick five. And, of course, that'll be the first in that sequence. The seventh race, number one, Parchment Party, the one Parchment Party in the seventh. Two nice stakes races at Churchill and the Dream Supreme and the River City. Any thought in either one of those?
Well, you know, I saw Mike Smith yesterday here in the paddock, and he had mentioned he's got mounts in both of those stakes races today at Churchill. Mm-hmm. He rides that Spirit Wind, the filly that's in the Dream Supreme. Always liked that filly, and he took the red eye last night to get out and keep the mount, so that's a positive sign for her.
And, of course, he drew the outside with his mount in the River Cities, the Cash Equity, I guess also for Safi, right?
Yeah, same trainer. And, you know, if they do get, there's a little chance of rain there. I don't have any reports yet.
Yeah.
If the turf comes up a little less than firm, that's not going to bother that horse one bit.
All right, let's get to Del Mar then and take a look at the Cary Grant Stakes real quick. It's a compact field of five, but it looks very competitive, although Jonathan Ardoon really thinks that the morning line favorite at 7-5, Big City Lights, is the right horse.
Well, Big City Lights has got to be happy that there's no The Chosen Ron, who won this race the last 2 years. He's been chasing that horse for a couple of years now. Comes out of graded stakes races back in with Cowbreds. He's definitely the horse to beat. You have to worry about maybe number one, Man or Rose, who kind of lost it in the paddock in the post parade last time. I would be willing to throw out that last race. If he's backed himself and behaving himself and makes the lead in here, he could get tough. But I think those two are the main horses in here. You got the 3-year-old Curlin's Chaos, who's good right now, who won at 7 furlongs on the dirt at Del Mar against 3-year-olds in the summer. But Big City Lights is really the horse that's been facing the best competition, and he gets a good chance here to get back in the winner's circle.
All right, so Big City Lights, a short price with Kazuchi Kimura aboard. It looks like there's a few races at Del Mar that are competitive, but really there's a lot of short fields today.
Yeah, there were yesterday, and a little light today. The back half of the card is better than the front half today, and a little bit, I think there's more pricey options tomorrow, so getting a little bit better, but, you know, a little bit of the Breeders' Cup hangover, but we're at Del Mar. How bad can it be?
Okay, give me a pick at Del Mar. We'll let you go.
Race number six at Del Mar. Number six, Frost Alert, a horse that runs well fresh, comes off a brief layoff, has switched barns since the last start, now in the Kelly Bynum barn. She's done okay since she's come out here to California. Has early speed. If somebody else wants to lead, this horse can stalk from the outside. 6-1 on the morning line. This is a good spot for number six, Frost Alert, race six at Del Mar.
and that older apprentice type jock's going to ride it, huh?
Yeah, Serafino Carmona has the mount. He won a race yesterday. He won a race opening day, so he's winning his share of races out here.
Yeah, he sure is. He's a capable rider, that's for sure. And the sixth race, number six, easy to remember, six in the sixth race at Del Mar. Don't forget the Lindo Report, covering all the races at Del Mar, suggested late pick four, and, of course, bonus coverage, the late pick five at Churchill Downs, all in one comprehensive report. It is here at the South Point, only at the South Point in Las Vegas, and it's free of charge to the horse players because they love horse players and sports players as well right here at the South Point. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Good luck today.
All right. Now we're going to go out to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Oh, I got this thing set up. Hold on 1 second. I just got to put this over here, and now everything's working.
Oh, now everything's working. You got everything in the right spot. Well, you came with a nice winner yesterday at Aqueduct. It didn't pay much, but you did give us the exacta and the trifecta as well. So we cashed out on that. You have your power pages today for both Aqueduct and Del Mar. So we'll get started. Let's go to Aqueduct.
Yeah, let's go to race number seven, Ralph. Let's go to race number nine. We've got number eight, Masterpiece for Dick Dutrow. Just looks like a little better horse than these, and he's in great form for Dutrow. He's raced really beautifully this summer and fall, and seems in great shape. So this race looks like he sets up just fine for him with Lascano up, coming back from racing California. He's only 5-2 on the morning line. That troubles me a little bit because that's kind of a thin price. So if he's 5-2, I'll take him, but I really prefer 3-1, and I think we'll get the 3-1. I like number eight in race number nine, the eight over the 2, 3, 6, and 9, reverse 2, 3, 6, and 9 back over the eight, Masterpiece.
All right, that is the one of the two features of the day at Aqueduct, the Red Smith Stakes, and that in the ninth race. You like the eight, Masterpiece, with Jose Lascano aboard. The link-ups are 2, 3, 6, and 9. That's 2, 3, 6, 9 with the eight and reverse. Masterpiece, you think, is going to win the Red Smith. All right, let's go to Del Mar.
Yeah, let's go to race number seven here at Del Mar. The one horse really attracts my eye. This is a sprinter stretching out, who's really not a sprinter. I mean, this is a good example where we bring breeding in. I mean, this horse is double bred to go two turns and longer, mm-hmm. and should be crying out for distance racing for Dick Mandela, and nobody's better at distance racing than Mandela is. And she's a 4-year-old. She's had some problems, but she does have a nice look on the turf, and I think she'll be fine getting the two turns. I like the one. We're getting 8-1 on the morning line. I'd maybe go down to 4-1 here. I'll take the one over the 2, 5, 6, and 7. Reverse 2, 5, 6, and 7 back over the one. But I love this. The first time going long, on the turf. Just great looking play to me.
Okay. You didn't want to pronounce the horse's name. It's Vengaza.
The one. Oh, yeah, Vengaza.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't say her. I always want to say the horse's name.
I have a pet peeve with
people on the public who talk about horses, the number eight, the number seven.
Yeah, people say I like the one horse, the five horse. They're all horses. In any case, the seventh race is your play. Vengaza is the horse's name, the one over 2, 5, 6, and 7, and reverse, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Well, Jerry,
and the reason for it is we remember horses by their names.
Yeah, absolutely. As you know, Jerry, we cover horse racing to help people out in handicapping horse racing, but there's just 24 hours in a day, and there's plenty of sports out there. Well, we got that covered, too, especially during the football season with Sports by the Book that follows up right behind us in just moments here on the South Point Studio Streaming Network. And, of course, Sports by the Book with Alex and Jeff. And I've got them in studio with me right now. And so, Jeff, I know that Vinny and Dwayne and Chris and a whole lot of other people want to thank you so much for not betting Sierra Leone.
You know, every once in a while I got to go public service and just got to do the better. What's better for everyone else, Ralph?
You took a hit for the guys. Yeah,
no, I did what I needed to do. I will hopefully... hopefully we'll be rewarded down the line for doing such a good public deed, Ralph.
Yeah, let me tell you something, folks. All right, I know Jeff is from you played races and he does stuff a lot at Saratoga, right? So you know the game.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, Saratoga, Belmont. Yeah,
and you're a player. I know that. Mm-hmm. So I can guarantee you, folks, that whatever he said on the show that day, when he got in line and he was getting closer and closer to the line to make the bet, he was thinking about Chris, Dwayne, and Vinny and saying to himself, there ain't no way I'm going to let those guys win without something on this horse for myself. So I know you had to bet a little something.
No, I had nothing. No, I was a man of my word on that one. Ralph. Yeah. All I had was $3 on Forever Young. That was it. Okay, right. Only $3.
Okay,
it was.
And remember that IRS agents. He didn't have it.
$3.
Okay. In any case, Alex, what's the big game today?
Two really big SEC games again. Yeah. So we have LSU and Alabama, and Georgia and Ole Miss.
Yeah. What about Indiana, man? They're really right,
yeah,
aren't they?
Thank you. How could I not mention Indiana?
Well, it's very, very seldom do you see when Indiana gets together with Michigan State that they're the favorite and a big favorite over two touchdowns.
Well, right? I mean, look, 9-0, they've covered every single game so far this year. They're 14.5 against Michigan. I mean, it's crazy, crazy, Alex.
Yes, it really is.
All right, you guys are going to cover that plus a whole other rack of college games. They're coming up in just moments, folks. So I want to remind you to stay right here. If you're on the South Point streaming, don't go anywhere because they're going to take care of all the sports football action for you. In the meantime, Jerry, we're going to close up shop here, and you've got one more thing to say, and I do believe you want to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.